This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
In the studio with us, it's been so long, it seems like
an eternity.
She's here right now, live in the studio. Zoe Baddeley, hello.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, smooth, Chris.
I know. That's why it's called community radio.
Wow.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I like the applause. I'm going to put the headphones on so I can hear it even more. Hold it down longer. No.
Look, it has been a while, mm-hmm. and people are going like, where the hell's Zoe been? And there's actually a little bit of a story to tell.
There is. About 2 years ago, I had my first Saturday night off, I think, since I was born. And I drove down to see my mum and dad in the country, and I got T-boned by an 87-year-old man, and I've been in rehab ever since.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's not been fun.
No.
I don't know why I tell it with a smile. Because
if you didn't laugh, you'd cry. Yeah,
if I can't laugh, I'd stab someone.
So I do remember that I saw on your social media at the time that you had a car accident, and I remember actually mentioning it on air and wishing you well.
Oh,
but
thanks.
Nobody, like, I think, and then we didn't really hear about the ramifications of the accident and all that sort of thing at the time.
I didn't know how bad it was either. I guess nobody really does. You're in shock when it first happens, but I had soft tissue damage and I lost my memory, which that was great. And a couple of weeks after the gig, I thought, I'll be fine to go and sing somewhere. I got on stage, on came my music, and I'm going, this song is awesome. What is it? Turns out it's mine because I could hear my backing vocals. Thank goodness other people knew them, and I've got the microphone out to the audience. But yeah, just lots of pain, suffering,
yeah.
all that jazz. Lots of rehab, still going with rehab.
So physical rehab
mm-hmm.
mainly?
Yeah.
And you, the memory did come back.
It's this, yep, sort of, yeah.
Sort of.
Oh, I know my music now.
Oh, good.
Sometimes.
Excellent.
That's all right. John Farnham doesn't remember his.
Yeah. You always do the mic out when you forget a little bit.
Yeah. There are teleprompters.
Yeah, well, it's just when you forget all of it and don't even know how it goes, you're like, it could be some muchos problemas, por favor.
Yeah. Wow.
So it's not been a fun 2 years. It's still not there yet, but I've had if one more person, doctor says to me, you just need to rest. Oh.
Yeah, 2 years.
Zoe, you need to just rest.
Oh, bashing you.
Oh, wow. So, look, we're going to talk to Zoe quite a bit through the next half an hour or so, but we are going to go right back to where it started right now.
Hey, before you press play, can I just remind everybody, give us a call, 1300-JOY-949 or jump online, joy.org.au, become a new member or renew your membership. Just like the fantastic Craig from Praran has done.
Craig
has included a donation of 100 big bucks and included the words, our power, in the comment section, which means it is doubled tomorrow morning between 7:30 and 8:30. And also thank you to the lovely Shannon from over, as I heard someone else say, Pack Enham.
Okay.
Has renewed membership, and also Matthew from Burwood.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Good old Matthew over in Burwood. Well done to all of you. And, of course, you're all in the draw to be that fabulous Holden Spark.
This song, every time it comes on a club dance floor, it still goes off. It is the craziest club song ever. It's going to be a gay anthem forever.
Woo-hoo!
And Zoe Baddeley did it. Along with TV Rock. It's Release Me on Joy. Still in the studio with us is the amazing singer, songwriter, performer extraordinaire, Ms. Zoe Baddeley.
Oh, I like that title. Go again.
Performer extraordinaire.
Mm-hmm. Zoe. Australian legend.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Zoe, now we talked a little bit about why you've been off the scene, but on way more exciting stuff, you got to do something in Sydney this weekend, which was completely different, completely new. I'm so jealous. I know a few friends that actually managed to go up and had an amazing time. You performed at Ignite on Sunday. was Sunday, yeah?
Yes, it was Sunday.
Now, this was a new thing put together by DJ Dan Murphy based on something he'd seen in the UK.
Yes.
But it's basically all these power dance tracks, house tracks, to a symphony orchestra.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Now, you shared the stage with Kathy Brown, mm-hmm. Kristen Pearson, and
Peyton,
uh-huh. from flew all the way from the other side of the world.
Yeah, Ibiza, I think he's living in now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A good 40 hours there. He was fresh as paint, you can imagine.
and Dan was on piano.
Oh, yes. So, I got the call from Dan. A while ago, just saying if I'd be into it. And Dan always throws on the most amazing parties.
Mm-hmm.
So when I heard there was a 45-piece orchestra breaking down all classic house anthems, how could you say no?
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't.
No.
It was so good. And so I got there on Friday and we had a rehearsal. We went to Dan's house.
Now, this got up on social media. Oh. I saw this. There's a video of you and Kathy and Kirsten and Kristen and Dan and Peyton all in a lounge room rehearsing mm-hmm. over a glass of wine. And
a little beer. Yeah.
Yes. That's amazing.
And chips.
Yeah.
Chips. I'm quite partial to a chip. Yes. That's what he said. Oh, let's just sort of work out our parts and what's happening here. So we go into the lounge room and it just becomes the best sing-along going around. Like, we've got Kathy Brown, the big powerhouse diva vocals from America, just singing, and she starts, and then it just becomes a bit of a competition. Everyone's singing and doing all these fancy tricks, and it was amazing. But I was laughing because the balcony door was open and somebody from down the street yells out, "Shut up!"
Obviously a fan.
Yeah.
Like, go to bed.
Yeah. Now, all right. So which of your songs did you perform on the day?
I performed Release Me with the orchestra. Can you imagine that? Dun, 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 dun.
So this was the Sydney Youth Symphony Orchestra? Yeah.
Yes. I did that. And I did Free Falling, which was beautiful with all the violins. Oh, I think about it now. I get goosebumps.
Yeah.
And I did When Love Takes Over.
Yeah,
and
I've heard you do that before, so fantastic.
I love that song.
Yeah.
And I also did, what's it called? You know the one that goes, something like tonight, wonderful things are about to happen. What's
got
that
it.
One?
Yeah, I will work on it.
Yeah.
Peyton did his classic Higher Place.
Yes.
To a symphony organ. That must have been pretty amazing.
I was just doing BVs. You wouldn't have known because I'm like, woo! And he did what Seal's song? Vision?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, there's going to be a video. There's a professional video that's done. Wait till that comes out. But I'm hoping that we can bring it to Melbourne as well.
Yeah.
We're hoping you can too.
Yeah, yeah. This will be it just sounds like such a phenomenally different idea.
It really was.
And the big thing about big housey vocal tracks is that they're quite gospel-y in their source anyway. So it would just give shivers.
Because then we'd all harmonies in the background, which made it even stronger. And even now, let's all go. Let's go.
Let's
back.
All go do it again.
Loved every moment.
Was there a favourite moment? I mean, other than doing your own songs, was there a favourite?
Obviously, that was the best bit.
Yeah.
Favourite moment, I think that when the first moment when we got on stage and the orchestra opened with Sandstorm. Did you see it in the mix?
Oh,
yes.
They did a symphonic version of Darude's Sandstorm.
Yes.
And what I saw was Darude tweeted and said,
"No,
yes,
I didn't see that."
And said, "My God, this is how you cover Sandstorm."
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Brilliant. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, so that was a little surprise they did. Because these guys are geniuses. They just put the music on that. I don't think they even got that before and just read and played straight away. Not even a practice on that one. And we were all just standing there going, "Oh, this is going to be huge." Every song was tingles. Every song was just, you never wanted it to end. And they had, because it was vivid, they had the great lighting show.
Yeah.
Oh, let's do it.
Look, it sounds amazing. So, you know what? We're going to play something. I don't know if you thought about this at the time, but one of my favourite Zoe Badwee songs, not so well known, but I still love it. accidents happen.
Oh, yes.
They do.
Yeah, I know that.
Now, we do need to know what's coming up. You know, you've had a couple of years off, not of your own doing.
No.
Is it time to do some stuff?
Yes. Well, I've been working on some secrets things with the Potbellies that is going to be out next week, actually.
Oh, my God.
So,
well and truly working.
There's a little secret for you, and obviously you'll get a little bit of a hot tip before people do.
Excellent.
And I've got lots of some stuff coming out overseas and with another producer here, Tenzin.
Good producer.
Yeah, yeah. He's excellent. Yeah. That's something different. I did bring it in. You can maybe play it later.
All right. We'll do that. Look, we're looking forward to it. We were looking forward to having Zoe Badwe back on our radio with some new material. We also want you at the next big dance party. So I will talk to Dean Murphy tomorrow and we'll arrange it.
Let's all get right? him on loudspeaker now.
And we'll maybe New Year or something. Yeah.
Oh, nice one.
Yeah, that's all right.
Workshop that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Locked in.
Lock it in, Eddie.
Yeah. He's just driven into the Yarra on the way. Zoe Badwe, thank you for coming in today and helping us with our radiothon.
My pleasure.
Are you going to renew your membership today?
I'm getting my credit card out now.
Yeah. Excellent.
And Zoe needs a new car, so she'll be in the draw to win that fabulous Holden Spark.
Joy.org.au.
Good girl.
Please thank Zoe Badwe for joining us here today.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.